The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Collective Soul, the world I know. All this weekend, you got chances to win tickets to see Collective Soul, and the next chance to win is in the 4 o'clock hour, so stick around for that.
Hey.
It's Hope, it's Ann, and it's FU Friday.
Can I throw the first one out?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, this is to people that get into little fender benders on their way to work or wherever, and decide they have to leave the cars exactly where they are. Like the police are going to come and sketch it out. It's like no one's hurt. There isn't a problem. You dented your fender. The other guy scratched the bumper. But they leave it there thinking that it's a crime to move them. People actually think it's a crime to move vehicles after you bump into each other.
A fender bender.
Right, like it'll be, I'll get a hit and run. It'll be a hit and run. You can move your cars off the roadway.
To the side.
Right. You don't have to block everyone's traffic while they're trying to get in because you scratched your fender. The police don't come take measurements and photos. Don't worry. Move your car.
Move along.
Happened to us today.
Yes, it did.
Where was that? Francis Lewis Boulevard?
Yeah, we're on
off the expressway.
We're on the LIE. We're in bumper-to-bumper traffic for, what, 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah. It's because somebody on the off-ramp, Francis Lewis Boulevard, stopped because of a little fender bender on the off-ramp.
Right.
And that backed up onto the expressway and blocked traffic on the expressway. I'm passing by thinking, they have no clue, standing down there with their little fender bender, that they have just blocked all the traffic on the expressway. Big FU to them.
All right.
Huge.
I was in the supermarket getting my lunch. Just wanted to get one of those, you know, chicken roasters.
Right.
Should take how long to get that?
Oh, God, any more than 5 minutes is too long.
Try 20. I'm in the express lane, and we've talked about this before. You know, during the day is the worst time to hit a supermarket, first of all.
It's when old people
attack.
Yeah.
All the blue dots are in the supermarket. Just want to get my quick lunch. I'm behind this lady. She had to count out exact change to $4.66. Dude, it took 5 minutes.
Oh, geez.
She opens up the tiny little purse that she hasn't opened up in years because you saw the dust and the cobwebs, you know.
The little change purse.
And then she hands the guy $4, and then she's counting out the 66 cents, and everyone in line is just sighing because there's a bunch of work people just trying to get back to the job and stuff.
Yeah, that's what you get. You get the old people that this is their time out, too. This is like going out to them. Going to the store to you is, you know, I got to go to the store, pick something up. I want to get in and get out.
Mm-hmm.
To the elderly, they go to the store to commune with each other talk.
It's a social occasion.
You're good. Like everything, if you're in the aisle and you're buying soup, you know, and there's an old person next to you, that's some pretty good soup there you got. I've noticed that my stool really binds up with that one. You're going to enjoy that. Have a great little day now. You could buy two cans. And it's like this is their little way to get out.
Yeah.
It's sort of sad, but I don't have the time. You know, you want to get in, get out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the change purse.
Well, then she counts out the 466, and then she decides, wait a minute, I got four quarters here. Can I have a dollar back? I want to give you the four quarters or the dollar. And it's just like, God, will you hurry up? It's just so annoying. The best is when you pull up to the supermarket and you see the bus parked out front.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they just let off about, what, 30 or 40 senior citizens to go shopping.
Bus. You hear them click-clacking through the aisles with their walkers. Sounds like the velociraptors in the Lost World. Oh, no, old people! Walkers. Hello! Ah! Frightening.
And I love the people that, you know, will call us and say, have compassion, you'll be old someday too.
Now when we're that old, you can make fun of us.
Yeah, exactly. I got the youth and I got the legs and I want to use them.
Get out of my way.
Get out of the way, right.
All right, we've kicked off FU Friday.
All right, 212-757-1027 if you want to talk to us live with your FUs. The fax line, 212-957-WNEW. If you're going to write a fax, get right to the point because we get so many faxes that the ones that have a real long story, we just throw away, to
right,
be honest with
right.
you. Get right to the point and we'll get you on the air. And then the instant feedback is a great way, too. Go to the WNEW website, click on our pictures, and you can send an email to us right here in the studio.
Opie, is this free or Frustrations Friday that they do on Fox, on their little Fox morning show on Channel 5. They're doing Free Your Frustrations Friday, and they urge people to fax in what annoys them around New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
Well, there's another station that ripped this idea off as well.
Really?
And they're not going to go unnoticed today. Z100's March Madness contest is an exact ripoff of this FU Friday concept.
Yeah, they're doing that. March Madness?
March Madness.
Tell us what makes you mad this March. Ho ho!
Yeah, make believe you guys came up with that on your own.
Cute. Good Day New York. That's who's doing it. I guess Julie Golden must have thought up that idea in a drunken stupor. The weather girl.
That's a big story today.
Weather girl for the Fox show, Good Day New York. She got pulled over for a DUI at 1:30 in the afternoon. Man.
That's a good lunch.
Maybe Fox adopted Gary's idea that didn't quite work around here. Free beer Thursday. You know, and she might have been doing a few and trying to drive home. All right, Julie. But she didn't take the breathalyzer.
No.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Hi, I have an FU.
All right, you're live on the air. What do you got?
I want to say FU to my third graders.
Why?
Because they're just nonstop talking.
Well, they're third
but
graders.
They're third graders.
And to my friend's kindergarten class.
Oh, what are they doing? Peeing their pants? Damn
awful.
Them.
It's awful.
What are they, eating the paste?
they nap all the time.
They just don't shut up, and it's Friday, and...
But they're kids.
But they're kids, you know?
That's what you're supposed to do as a kid.
How long have you been teaching?
This is our fifth year. Well, my fifth year. How long have you been teaching?
So, like, what is your goal? To be a college professor or something? You got to work your way up from wet diapers?
Do you get to see the pee-pee dance every day?
Oh, well, I'll have to hand you one.
The pee-pee dance.
I love
the
pee-pee dance that the kids do, man.
I got to go.
All right, F you to your third graders and the kindergarten class. That's sick.
Hey, what's the worst thing one of those little bastards did to ruin your day?
Talking all day.
No, nothing like crapping in their pants or anything?
No.
You guys don't bring extra underwear to class for the kid that pees and stuff?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I know you guys do that.
I bring in an extra set.
She doesn't consider that bad, though.
We have
talking is worse
bad.
Than kids wetting themselves.
You know, I should call out a girl that I went to school with. This girl, Rosemary. I won't use her last name because she's going to be mortified, but she was the one. Growing up, that peed her pants, and the teacher always had extra underwear for her.
And what grade was this up?
Grammar school.
And you remember this?
Yeah.
See how that follows you?
You know why I remember it? Because it was just a huge puddle under her desk.
Yeah.
You know?
All of a sudden, you just heard, like, running water. So, hey, what's the... Oh, my God, she's peeing.
And kids are just brutal. We're all laughing.
Uh-huh.
And the teacher brings her down the hall and gives her fresh underwear, and she came back into class. But the problem was... She was the same girl that struck out at kickball, by the way.
Did the poor janitor have to come in with the kitty litter stuff and throw it down?
Yeah.
Like, puke patrol. Oh, boy. What a job.
The problem is, though, you know, in my neighborhood and, you know, Huntington area, we went to grammar school and went all the way to high school together. So no one forgot that she was the one that peed her pants in grammar school.
You had to move out of the neighborhood to shake that reputation.
So.
It's either the kid that threw up in school... That always happened, too. Remember, did Ralph was the kid that threw up?
Ew.
No, see, the teachers to make them aware that they can't make fun of everybody. Everybody does it.
All right. Well, thank you for your FU.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Well, fortunately, I had a more compassionate third grade teacher than that lady. You know, this was, oh, honey, come here, put your head on the table. And it was, you know, it was funny. To this day, I can't eat a ring ding.
Is that what happened?
I had a ring ding for the first time.
Mm.
Or back when they were like the size of a plate.
Yeah.
You know, before downsizing became fashionable. And I ate the whole thing. It tasted pretty good. No problem. Went down feeling, you know, milk wasn't warm. It was cold milk. I must have had a stomach virus or something because it just came up. And it was like Lake Erie.
Come on.
It was really big. And the guy came, the janitor with the red sawdust. And I'm there with my head on the table just...
Oh, that's horrible. That follows you, though.
Mom, come get me. I'm so sick.
The kid that puked.
Yeah. All right.
But, they were pretty cool. I didn't hear about it much after that.
Believe me, they were talking behind your back.
Most likely. Never to my face, though.
All right. Well, FU Friday is off to a good start.
Yeah.
I think we're going to talk a lot today. Screw the music. Well, we got Lewis Black coming in at 4. He'll suck up an hour at least.
Oh,
you know? We've already sucked up 20 minutes here. We're going to talk a lot today. The Rock of New York. 1027 WNEW, Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun. It's Opie and Anthony. It's FU Friday. We're in a good mood here.
Mm-hmm.
End of another work week upon us, or almost upon us, I should say. And lots of great stuff coming in from the listeners already, man. Joe from North Bergen. We were talking about, like, fellow classmates from your past that did something really stupid, like puke in class or pee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pee in their pants or whatever it was.
I remember high school.
But whatever it was, it's something that happened in grammar school and it just stays with that person forever, no matter
right.
if they grew up to be an honor student or whatever, they still remember, you know, that person as the person that puked in fourth grade or whatever.
Right.
Well, Joe writes, well, in ninth grade, this chick was wearing white pants.
Uh-oh.
Has her period and isn't prepared. We all saw the stain and it stuck with her for 4 years.
Oh, what'd they call her? Probably Red Stain, yeah. Hey, Red Stain. That's terrible. Yeah.
Well, we also got a fax here from Andrew, the angry Met fan.
Oh, no, come on. No, because I know where this is going.
Well, the faithful listeners know who Andrew, the angry Met fan, is.
Andrew, for some reason, hated Joe DiMaggio.
Correct.
Yeah.
He couldn't wait for Joe D to die, if you remember his past faxes. Well, Andrew writes, hey, guys, F Joe Torre.
Oh.
All of the news is focused on his cancer-stricken ass, and now I can't gloat in the glory of Joe DiMaggio's death.
Oh, come on.
Andrew, the angry Met fan.
I want to say that he is not at all indicative of Mets fans. You know, I don't think he is voicing the opinion of many Met fans.
Well,
that's terrible.
But he's voicing his opinion, Anthony.
He is angry.
John from Jersey. Dear ONA, a big FU to the butthole who broke into my storage closet and stole my tools. Now I have to spend all weekend going through security tape to find you. And when I do, I will break my foot in your ass.
Break my foot in your ass.
He's pissed, man.
I saw that footage of the guy stealing the Beanie Babies in Centerport.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. He's got his little jacket on, and he's just loading up on Beanie Babies.
That has become a big story. Everyone's showing the video.
Yeah.
That's in our neck of the woods where we kind of live.
Yeah, I go over there and get pizza all the time. And the guy has a lot of Beanie Babies over there. But you going to rob Beanie Babies?
Well, they get a good price on the street.
They get a good price! Beanie Babies! Beanie Babies! I think it's a little too much is being made of these things.
True.
You turn on the Home Shopping Channel, there's two burly men who I remember doing a lot of the baseball card things. Here it is, Mark McGwire, rookie card. Look at this, only $6,000. You know you could sell this for $10 the second it comes to you in the mail. And that was, Beanie Babies, look at this. We got Fuzzy Wuzzy. Look at Fuzzy Wuzzy. Fuzzy Wuzzy just, well, on my box 2 minutes ago was going for $80,000. Right now, $123,000. And you get Princess and Gucci Wucci and Gucci Coo. And the big burly guy selling stuffed little animals.
Those Beanie Babies are going to be worth nothing in a few years.
I know. These people,
it's all hype. You guys don't understand.
Up on these worthless things. Look at this one. Fluffy Oogie Woogies. Fluffy Snuggle Woggles. $8,000.
Those Beanie Babies cost less than a dollar to make.
Well, aren't they made in Thailand?
Yeah. The beads in them are cheap.
There's some little kid that you're sending 25 cents a month to feed his village, stitching these little things together.
Yeah.
And here, they're $8,000 Beanie Babies.
Yeah, I got a great email that I got to read. Remember yesterday we were asking for all the faithful listeners to send us a little feedback on the show? Because we've been here 9 months and we want to really get a feel for what you guys have been digging about the show. Matter of fact, you could do that through the WNEW website. We set up a nice section. Made it easy for you. But this guy writes, Opie and Anthony, as a faithful listener, it's hard for me to imagine that anyone out there has just started listening to your show. I don't know what I would have done for all of these years without you guys to make me laugh in the afternoons. I first tuned in the mid-60s when you started playing tunes from that new long-haired band from England. I think they were called the Beatles or Flies or something like that. I don't know how I ever would have made it through the Kennedy assassinations without your hilarious bits and Anthony's Ted Kennedy impressions.
The 60s, huh?
And all of the Nixon bits made the Vietnam War just a little more bearable. I even stayed with you guys during Opie's disco phase with those leisure suits and sideburns. The 80s were a lot of fun, too. I'm sure Glenn Anthony made it through the cocaine thing he was on and went into rehab. His Reagan bits always made me crack up, and when he parachuted onto the field at Shea during the World Series, I laughed my ass off.
I remember that.
Go Mets. Now here in the 90s, it's good to see that you both still rock. I'm sure it's not easy getting around with those walkers with the handbrakes. Anyway, I just want to let you know how long I've been listening, and want to say you're doing a great job making us laugh. Keep playing the old bits along with the new, and keep rocking into the 21st century. P.S. The bit about Krista McAuliffe when the shuttle blew up in 84 was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Later, guys. Longtime listener, Al from Merrick. Al, you made me laugh. Thank you.
Al, by the way, the shuttle blew up in 86.
Yeah, we had to look it up. We had a little argument.
84.
I was still thinking it was 84.
I was right.
You were right.
Of course I was.
Steve, through the fax line, 212-957-WNEW, a big fat FU to the F in IRS. I just got my taxes done, and I owe $1,000.
Oh.
No, I owe thousands? Thousands? We need tax reform now. I don't mind paying taxes, but this is absolutely sick.
Well, that's something we bitch about all the time, taxes. But no one will do anything about it. We're nice and calm and collected when things happen real slow to us. You know? That's why they take out your taxes every week. They take your little income tax out. And then at the end of the year, if you have to pay even $2,000, you're like, oh, mm-hmm.
Okay,
I'll do it.
I'll send the check.
You've already sent thousands in, but they take it slowly, mm-hmm. slowly take it away. And then you try to spend the money they already taxed, and what do? You put a sales tax on it.
Yeah.
And then you take your money that they've taxed already, and you put it in the bank to make some more money, and that's taxed. Or you try to invest in the stock market.
And that's taxed.
Say you do good.
Yeah.
They even tax more.
Yeah.
They tax it even higher.
Isn't this the reason we left the motherland?
We left England for like, it was nothing.
Right. The taxes were bearable.
And this is bloody ridiculous.
And that was the reason we left.
You want me to pay an extra penny for a pound of tea? I'm leaving.
And these,
you're a wanker.
And these scumbag politicians.
Yeah.
They all come out year after year and talk about tax breaks.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they say some ridiculous figure. And if you do the math, it sounds great. Like, we're going to save the taxpayers millions upon millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do the math correctly, it turns out you're saving less than a dollar a year on taxes.
Yeah, great.
But they're claiming to do a real good thing for you.
It'll never change. It's just one of those things you have to deal with in this country. No tax reform. And when you really get mad and hold up in a shack up in Montana and start shooting at government officials, then they get pissed at you.
Yeah.
Wacky guy.
So there you have it.
I'll be there in no time. Swear to God.
All right, you're hanging with Opie and Anthony. It's FU Friday. Kelly on the instant feedback writes, this is pretty good. We're talking about those kids in school that you remember for doing something stupid. Hey, guys, there was this chick in freshman year of high school who had huge hair-sprayed hair. One day while smoking in the girls' room, she borrowed someone's lighter, not realizing it had a huge flame. Lit all her hair on fire. We frantically tried throwing water on her and putting it out. For the rest of high school, she was known as the Flame.
That was dangerous, the girls that used to do that, like spray their hair up. We would call it the waterfall. Because they would take all the hair from the back mm-hmm. and brush it all forward mm-hmm. and then spray the crap out of it. And the front would just have this, like, waterfall piece of hair over it. And then from the front, it's like, wow, look, a big head of hair.
Yeah.
And they turn around from the back, it's just all pushed up front.
We called it the peacock.
The peacock?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, big peacock feather thing.
I never got that look.
No.
Where it looks like a tidal wave in front.
Yeah.
I never got that.
The big waterfall over the head.
I can name a few towns that hairstyle was popular.
Bayshore.
Bayshore comes to mind.
Bayshore. Still is.
Really? I haven't been down there in a while, but...
I don't know.
All right. Want to go to the phones real fast?
Yeah, I'll take a couple of calls.
The boss is gone. Let's just talk today.
It's fun. Friday.
Hi, NEW.
Yeah,
how you
doing? I got a big FU.
All right, hit it.
All right. I got an FU going out for being put on hold and then getting dropped after waiting for 10 minutes.
Ah, well, now you're live on the air, man. What do you got?
And also FU to that third grade teacher that was going crazy.
Yeah, she's got to relax, right?
Oh, my God. My kid's a kindergartner, F you for giving them all homework.
All right.
All right, buddy. You guys are doing good.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
All right.
No surprise we hung up on that guy, right? Yeah. The first time. Hi, Annie W.
What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
doing?
Up? You're live on the air.
This is Billy, the happy Yankee fan. Can I give a big F you to Andrew, the angry Met fan?
Yeah, Andrew has problems. We all know that by
now. Yeah, a little bit. I hope his mom gets cancer if she ain't dead yet.
Whoa.
There you go. Right back at you, baby.
A little cancer war going
Yankees
on.
In 99.
All right, bud.
Thank you.
Man, that is like the worst thing you could wish on someone. That's horrible.
But Andrew deserves it after his facts that he sent in.
Remember in The King of Comedy? One of the funniest scenes when Jerry Lewis, who plays the talk show host, Jerry Langford, he's walking down the street and some lady is by a payphone. And she goes, it's Jerry Langford. I love Jerry Langford. Hold on. She goes, Jerry, could you talk to my son-in-law? He's in the hospital. He's dying. Could you please just talk to him? He's like, ma'am, I'm sorry. I got to be to work. She's like, screw you then. I hope you get cancer. I hope you die of cancer. It's like the most awful thing you could say to somebody.
That's another great movie, though, The King of Comedy.
Rupert Pupkin,
everyone.
I gave you my spot. My spot. Next to Jerry. I gave you my Best of Jerry albums.
Annie W. No, they hung up. All right, one more here. Hi, Annie W.
Oh, Opie and Anthony, listen, I want to give a big fat F you to Daryl Strawberry.
Wow. Why?
All right. I don't know if you guys caught it on the news the other day. They had Daryl on there, and he's talking about how, for a couple of weeks now, I knew that Joe Torre had something wrong with him. I could feel it. I knew he had cancer. Like, all of a sudden, because Daryl had a little cancer up his ass, he has some sixth sense all of a sudden that he can find out. He knows just by instinct everybody that has cancer.
He's like the cancer Kreskin?
Yeah, exactly. What? He didn't know anything. All of a sudden now, he's, the cancer guru on the team,
Maybe he'll start doing colonoscopies for everybody. Colonoscopy.
I don't know. We've got to watch out for his bag hanging out when he runs around the bases this year.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't even have my bell. Wait a minute. Check, please. All right.
That was a good one, huh, guys?
That's a little wacky.
All right. I'm a wacky guy. Take it easy, guys.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
People are heartless.
They're heartless today. It's
You know what it is? It's Friday, and it is F.U. Friday, and people are just built up. They're pent up. They're angry.
They're letting their hair down. Hi, Annie W. Annie W., yeah, what's up?
Hey. Oh, I got a big F.U. for the magistrate out in Staten Island Traffic Court.
Why?
What'd you do?
What'd I do? I went in there to plead not guilty to a ticket, and the officer was there, and he said he couldn't remember exactly if he did follow me this long or this... So with that said, it was enough for the judge or with the magistrate to say, hey, maybe you're innocent.
All right.
No, what he did was he looked back at my old record. I'm 52 years old. And he looked back at my old record from when I was like 25 and 28 and had some tickets, looked at that and said, guilty. I mean, what a hump. Just because he looked at that, stereotyped me immediately.
All right. Well, good. We're glad you called with that.
Are you really?
Not really.
No. Not
really. All right, man.
I'm just trying to get it off my chest.
Thank you. All right. Actually, we got distracted because our buddy Lewis Black walked in the middle of that one.
Lewis.
Hello, guys.
How you doing?
How are you, Lewis?
Oh, just great.
Good? Feeling good?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Yeah?
It's
great.
It's nice weather if it was, December 8th.
Spring right around the corner.
Nothing I like better than getting out there and go, it's nice. If you're a moose, this is really spectacular. If you got fur on your nuts, you'll love it. Get out. Let's run around, boy. Weekend. Woohoo. Let's party. I walked around. And my apartment has no heat because it's March 1st.
Yeah.
Because they just, because now it's March.
They assume.
Turn it off.
Yeah, of course.
Because that's the way the calendar works in this city. If a city on the planet and we have no control over our heat, boy, are we smart. Got this steam coming up. All I had to do was see that machine, and I'm started. They pointed the machine out, and I went,
The Moke Espresso.
Moke Espresso. Oh, man.
We'll get you a cup if you like.
No, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until when I start to flag.
We're on to something new around here these days.
Oh, God.
People are now taking pills.
People are now taking speed.
Who's taking speed?
Come on.
We all are. Oh, you guys have lost your grip. Where are they selling it?
It's supposedly natural, though.
It's made of something. Oh, yeah, it's supposedly natural.
It's like all natural.
Yeah, right, from the speed tree.
Sure, right?
We all took it just to get ready for you today.
Ginsana? What is it? Ginseng?
Ginsana is my sister's name.
I don't know what it is. Oh, no. It's Stacker. Stacker's 2.
Stacker 2, yeah.
Yeah, Stacker 2.
We're all on it. We're just...
Stacker 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, Breaker 5. Come on down the line.
It's great.
We're flying.
I'm buzzing.
Oh, man. It's a delight out there.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You love Al Roker, don't you?
Oh, he's one of my favorites. What did he say it was going to be today? 72, probably. 72, and then meanwhile, Willard Scott was flashing pictures of dead people that he's unearthed. I want that investigated, too, that pig. You know, oh, yeah, boy. You know, who the heck? What is Schmuckers thinking? Oh, yeah, boy, I will never touch that stuff.
Yeah, he gets on there with the people 105 years young.
Yeah, because they ate Schmuckers. Yeah, that's right. And if I drink, you know, remember they had that ad for Madonna. I used to think, why would they have Madonna do an ad for, like, Pepsi? Like, when I'm drinking, I'm going to think I'm, like, screwing her. Oh, boy, give me another one. Let's do her again. It's idiotic. But that Willard Scott with that, I want the people, I want videos of him with the people. At least do something, you know? What kind of a job is that? It's not even journal. What is that? What is it?
He announces people's birthdays.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, why don't we do some of that here?
It's the same picture, I'm convinced, too.
It is.
Doesn't the old lady, it's the same one. She's sitting there, mouth agape, the big, thick glasses.
That's why I want him there in the room with him, and I want to hear him talk. Because officially, if they're, you know, just because you can take a picture of them doesn't mean they're alive, okay? If that's what they're saying, we move on. And but he's snappy.
And I love what they're into. Bertha is still into getting up every day.
You know? Yes. Yeah.
They have to mention something.
Bertha's hobbies are bowel movements, which she likes. Unfortunately, she says she doesn't have enough.
Bowel movements and saving them. She makes baggies, puts them away in the fridge.
She likes Depends.
Man.
All right, well, Lewis Black is here. He's going to hang with us for a while. We got to take a quick break. You're here for the duration.
I'm here
like
for
it
a
or
while.
Not. So.
Okay. All right. God, you guys must have been desperate that they called me.
Yeah.
Of course you
want to. Get out of here.
Al Roker was supposed to come in today. He canceled, so.
All right, Anthony, MapQuest.com.
This is great.
Here's the deal. You're driving around. Mm-hmm. You're lost. You pull into a gas station. You find someone that you could ask for directions, and what happens, Anthony?
You just split up, or take a left up the lane. Then the sun, you're going to see a fork. Ignore it. Go past the fork and then over the hill. Turn around, come back, and ask me again.
Like, what? And that's if you're lucky to find someone that speaks English.
Yeah.
So MapQuest.com has made it really, really easy. If you need directions to go anywhere, go on their website, MapQuest.com. And what you do is you put your destination in, mm-hmm. you put where you're starting from in, and then a map pops out with detailed instructions how to get there.
Text directions with mile markers
mm-hmm.
between the turns you have to make. So, you know, let's get a hypothetical situation. You know, you want to go to grandma's house. You pop in grandma's address. You pop in your address. It gives you street by street, mile by mile directions to grandma's.
Exactly.
Go up Elm Street, 1.3 miles. Turn right on Smith Street.
Mm-hmm.
Like that precise.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
And then
I use it.
And then the map is cool, too. I found it fun just to go on there and try it out. You know, so what I did is I put the address of where we work and my home address to see, you know, what route they would give me. And it was the exact one we do every day.
Say you're stalking your favorite celebrity and you know their address, but don't know how to get there. You have all the guns and ammo and knives in your trunk, but no map. I use MapQuest. Yeah.
It is really cool.
She's a dirty girl. She'll pay and MapQuest will help me. Help me get there. Make her pay.
The Rock of New York, 102.7 WNEW, Lenny Kravitz and Fly Away. Jane's Addiction before that. It's FU Friday. It's Hope. It's Ann. And it's Lewis Black. What's up, Lewis?
Oh, you guys.
We're talking about the commercials, a lot of them for the medications that are out now.
Yeah.
You've seen them all for the allergy medication, baldness, Propecia.
Propecia, that's my sister's name.
And whatnot. And the guy's talking about how wonderful it is, but then he's got to go into the disclaimer.
Yeah.
You know? So he's, you know, hey, it'll cure baldness.
puts a hair on the head of 95% of the bald men. Side effects, maybe internal bleeding, and your penis falls off.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Call now.
Because I was doing this thing yesterday, and it's this is a product. If the pill is broken, a pregnant woman cannot touch the thing.
Oh my God, it's like kryptonite.
Yeah, because it'll cause a big wide-headed baby to be born. Just a big jumbo one. And just a head, your little tiny feet, and it's. But what kind of a product?
A big head.
But what kind of a product is that? That you go, okay, well, what are men thinking?
Exactly.
I mean, if it causes that, if you just touch it, what could it be doing over time to you, you schmucks? Oh, boy, I got to get a hair on my head. Go get some carpeting and stick it there, jackass. We have lost our grip.
Comes out like the monster in Alien.
Yeah.
The girl looks at the pill.
Yeah.
Don't look at it. Shield your eyes, honey.
Hi, Eddie W.
How you doing?
All right, what's up? What do you got today?
Well, big FU to the Tampax Corporation as far as talking about commercials and bad taste.
Why would a guy have an FU for tampons?
Well, what they did to my memory of Woodstock.
Okay, I've seen this commercial.
I haven't seen this.
Go ahead, describe it.
Yeah.
Well, they have nice shots of bands and people up there having a good time in the whole nine yards. And right at the tail end of it, they say Tampax. They come on the screen and say Tampax was there.
No, it wasn't. No, but back then we didn't use Tampax, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, of the 45 billion people that went to Woodstock, I'm sure they could figure out that it probably was there anyway. But you don't need to see that during dinner. You know, it leaves a real bad taste in your mouth.
All right, man. Thanks for calling, all right?
Good enough.
Good.
I've seen that commercial. They show everyone grooving around and dancing. You don't really know what it is at first. And then it's like,
unbelievable.
Tampax was here.
Yeah, they're going to destroy every one of my memories. They get their hands on them.
They're just going to do it to everything. Yeah. You know, you just do the World Series.
Unbelievable.
The Mets win at 86 or the Yankees win. Tampax was here. You know, the beaches at Normandy.
Yeah, but back then,
Tampax was here.
We didn't use Tampax back then, though. Candy wipes, whatever was available.
Don't take the brown tampon. Come on, wavy gravy. Come on, right? Don't take the brown tampon, man.
That's funny.
So what's up, Lewis? What do you want to get off your chest today, man?
Well, did you, that Monica Lewinsky
thing. Oh, that whole thing.
Well, you know, here's what's wrong with it, I finally realized. Things have gotten so bad that they actually had me come on TV to discuss it. So that means that I started thinking about this. This is why we're in the state we're in. It's 24 hours of CNN news. It's 24 hours of Fox Network news. It's MSNBC. Giving you 24 hours of news. Combine that with all of the other, the regular just news, the news that we're getting anyway, the Bloomberg group or whatever, wherever those schmucks who run those little bands going, things are happening, watch out.
It's like 20 things on the screen. Right?
Yeah, exactly. That group. So you've got basically 162 hours in a 24-hour day of news. So they called me in as an expert. Like, what kind of expert? Political.
What are you, an expert?
Well, I'm a political satirist.
Okay.
They gave you, now I've got a title, as opposed to Schmucky the Clown, which is a preferable one. And I'm on with Dr. Joyce Brothers. The hard thing is, you think, God, I'd like to get on with that person and just hit him in the face. I can't wait to get near Joyce Brothers so I can give her a quick pop. But she's like, all of a sudden I'm with Joyce Brothers. And she's a very reasonable woman who's basically got this deal going. And she was telling me, and you're sitting there going, well, yeah, you're right. She's right. You're
so you couldn't
right,
even you couldn't even bash
even
her.
I got upset because there was another putz there, and he ended up. I since I couldn't get mad at her, now this guy's got to take my anger. It's the first time I've ever, in those Springer shows where they kid puts his hand up to be like, I can't hear you.
Right, right, not listening.
The jackass not knowing that sound actually travels around. But I'm doing this to this guy. I'm thinking, this is why I can't be on these shows. I'm acting like a 9-year-old. No, I can't hear.
Fingers in the ears, la 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 la. I am not listening to you.
Oh man, it was just, as a result, because they invited me on this thing. Now I had to watch the 2 hours of hell.
That trash.
God, talk about it. She's going to be that. If you're wondering who Cerebus is, it's Monica Lewinsky. when you know that you're going to be at the mouth of hell when she's sitting there next to the dog. I mean, hi, how you doing? Come on down. And Barbara Walters, the word that's the fastest, watching that interview is the fastest the word douchebags entered my mind. it's a word I rarely use it, and it was the first time in my life I'm sitting there going, wow, is she a douchebag? Unbelievable. Like 6 seconds into it, I'm thinking, oh my God,
that quick. Quit.
Oh yeah, Brian, man.
Douchebag time.
And then they're doing this thing, and then in between she's doing that pontificating, and then Monica, this was the day, February 9th, when Monica had a little bit of cramp in her stomach and mild diarrhea and went to the presidential bathroom and wiped herself gingerly as the president knocked. I'm thinking, what is the matter with you, lady?
Yeah, she's recapping.
We don't know the story already 3,000 ways from Sunday.
Every detail.
Oh, man. And then this girl, and she's just, I thought she expanded during the interview. I thought she was getting larger. Monica,
we thought she was hot.
Oh, you guys need a break. You need a vacation. That's almost a stress-related injury.
We were just looking at her mouth. We had really had it done up where it was glistening the entire interview.
It was the best.
She had no dry
seen.
Mouth. Yeah. Her teeth, it was just covered with a constant lubricant, something I'm sure she's not unfamiliar with. But, I mean, for the interview, it looks like they just rubbed Vaseline all over her orifice.
Sure they did. Oh, God. I just can't believe you guys were attracted. I can't come back here and work with you people.
Just something about her. Huh?
Oh, man.
That big cellulite ass.
I want to get in that ass. Why not? For a goof.
Well, the next guy that's with her is going to be get to the point where she's ready to perform the act that she is so famous for, and he's just going to be a guy and think, here it is, it's the Lewinsky.
Yeah.
I'm getting the presidential summer.
Yep.
It's got to be something.
It's unbelievable. I've said, and there's no, and the thing watching it, I thought, how do people do drugs anymore? Why would you do drugs when this is on?
How would
a drug help you? The thing is, out of control as it is, it would be, how would pot help? It would just slow it down and make it insufferable.
Right.
And then you'd see her and you think, God, I need to eat something too. Maybe I can eat her. I mean, and she's going on. And I thought, ultimately, there's no context to put this in. There's no context.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, where do we, how do we frame this? It's bigger than what we can't find a context. I can't. And I think if you do find a context for it, you're psychotic. That's when you know you're psychotic. One of the guys yesterday kept trying to find a context for it. And I wanted to, during the thing, I was going, no, you can't. There is no context. If we go there, then we'll snap. The next thing I know, I'll be in a hospital robe. Unbelievable.
What will we tell the children in history books? How will they write it?
I know.
Hey, man, what do you got?
I've been on hold so long, I was shaking inside. I've never been on the air. But anyway, hi.
Hi, what's up?
I have a grammar school story.
Oh, you do?
Uh-oh.
I went to a grammar school in Brooklyn with the nuns. And I had a girlfriend who used to masturbate all the time in the classroom.
In the classroom?
Right in the classroom. You'd turn around and she'd be going at it, right? Anyway, the nun...
Whoa, wait. Let's back up a little bit before you get to the...
As far as the third grade, when you're in grammar school...
Third grade? I didn't even know I had a donker.
Okay.
She's a dirty girl.
Then the nun used to yell, Susan, get your hands on the desk. And Susan was just about to reach a climax, but she'd keep going at it, and then the nun used to run down and start beating on her hands with the ruler.
Yes.
And,
yes.
If I was Susan, I really would want to move out of Brooklyn because that's quite a following she's got there. And I used to be one of the few children that knew actually what she was doing. We were so young.
Oh, you
but
did?
But I was smart enough, I did it at night. And
wow, what the hell is going on here?
Is there a tribe out there I should know about? There's some coke.
Anyway,
I'm going to join
I
this.
I grew up in this small flat in Brooklyn. My sister and I, we shared a double bed. Oh. And my sister was so stupid, she used to yell at me, would you stop shaking the bed? I mean, she didn't even know what was going on. So.
You would do it with your sister right there next to you in the bed? Wow.
How old were you?
I started young.
Like what?
Eight, nine?
About that.
Unbelievable.
How did that start? You just all of a sudden went, ooh, hey, that kind of, like, got perky.
It started getting perky. But I just wanted to tell you about Susan. And she was really a nice girl. And
How old did you lose your virginity? You must have been a young starter then.
No, it's a sad story. I married the boy next door, and I was 15, actually.
That was Charlie Manson.
So I married him.
And chopped his head off.
I married him for 14 miserable years. And meanwhile, it's FU Friday. I'd like to send one out to him.
Perfect.
Right. There you go. Still holding on to that bitterness. I love it.
No, only because he's got two beautiful teenage daughters, and he doesn't even see them.
Oh, all right.
So he's deserving of it.
Well, thanks for turning me on. That was a great story.
Did they shake the bed at night?
I'm so glad that I got through. I love you guys. I listen to you every day.
Hey.
And I got a guy here at work. He tells me I'm going to go straight to hell.
Hey, thanks, Roxanne.
All right, bye.
All right.
My goodness.
True Confessions Friday.
That's fabulous.
Catholic school, the little diddling going on.
That girl is. I'm surprised I didn't go out with Susan.
She didn't say if the nun was hitting her hand with the ruler while she was still working her hand.
Yeah, I know. That was
like, that's how you finish off. The nun's like, oh, yeah, yeah, faster. Use the yardstick.
Boy, oh, boy. Oh, man. That girl is going to be damaged. What do you tell the shrink? Yeah, you know. Oh, really, my problem all stemmed from the fact that I had my finger in my woohoo, and the nun would come and hit me. And if you could just spank my bottom and I could say, I'm sorry, Mommy, then I think it would clear up. What do you do to get through that?
How do you get that out of your head?
I don't know.
You know, because you know how the Catholic school classrooms are all made up.
Oh, yeah.
They got religious icons all over the place. So now every time you see one, you're going to... Oh, look, it's the crucifix.
Man, oh, man.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. You're hanging with Opie and Anthony and our pal Lewis Black from... Whoa! I didn't want to play that yet. Okay. I'm going to play that a little bit. Sorry about that. From The Daily Show.
I thought they were going to be applauding and stuff. Hey, it's the mouth of hell.
Well, it's a bit that... Well, it's not a bit. It's really him, I guess, huh?
Oh, of course it is, yeah. Oh, it's the babe, yeah.
But people are requesting it. We got a call earlier this week, Lewis, from Babe Ruth.
Mm.
Babe Ruth from hell.
Excellent.
We have caller ID here, and the babe called us.
Came up hell on the caller ID.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, you know the babe. Obviously, he would have wound up in hell because womanizer, drinker, heavy smoker, actually got... throat cancer later in life. I love that little clip of him at Yankee Stadium talking to the kids.
I'm baseball.
But can't we remember our heroes like they were? Do we have to hear that clip?
Yeah.
But, yeah, we got in touch with him from hell where he's coaching a Little League team.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear
angry. All of us? He's bitter. He's bitter.
I'd love to hear this.
Right, listen.
I want to meet somebody.
Yo, babe.
How you doing?
It's Babe Ruth, live from hell, everyone.
How you doing? You got any horns there for me?
You all right, babe?
Yeah, I'm in hell. How all right could I be? They got me coaching a Little League team down here.
You're coaching Little League in hell?
Little fuckers can't even play. Or drink. They're not even interested in whores like I was. By the time I was six, I was knocking them down left and right. A bottle of booze in one hand. Cigarettes in the other.
Wow, dear.
You know, they invented the voice box just for me.
Yes, I know that.
The electric voice box. It was actually an accident.
What do you mean?
Well, some chick I was using a dildo, and I accidentally went down on her and realized I could talk. Run, you little f***. Hit the ball. Oh, Jesus Christ. Hey, better,
Hey, babe, have you seen your pal Lou Gehrig down there in hell?
No, that pussy was a good guy. He went up to heaven.
He did, huh?
Yeah. He died of that Lou Gehrig disease, you know.
Yeah.
She's one of the odds of that. And I take you, little prick. Yeah, we're going to get together with Billy Martin and Michael Kennedy tonight for happy hour.
Oh, really?
Billy's driving.
Billy's driving?
You should see Michael's face. It looks like my larynx.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, what's wrong, babe? Babe.
I just spilled a beer in my voice box. My wife's gonna kill me.
Wait, babe, you're married?
I did say I was in hell, you know.
Babe! Oh, there he goes. Babe Ruth, everyone.
Oh. A little harsh.
Oh, man.
And we wish Joe Torre all the best in his battle with the Big C.
Man.
Yeah, of course we do.
Oh, yeah.
Babe Ruth, he loves us.
Oh, man. I'm glad he called you guys.
After all these years, he contacts us.
And to think that that's how the voice box
got invented. Sometimes it's a fluke. You think George Washington Carver was looking for peanut oil when he was screwing around with peanuts? No. It was a new type of butt plug. And all of a sudden, he noticed they were self-lubricating. Bingo, peanut oil. Most big inventions of the 20th century are purely accidental.
Oh, man.
Of course. This is our own version of The View, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
All right.
That really cleared up a few problems I had.
Glad we could help.
That really is. I can't wait to see him.
Where do we go from there, you know?
Really? I don't even know. I'm like, I am tuckered out. Oh, man. Oh, what do you say now? Hi, yep. Hi, and their roses will be coming out soon, and they'll be blooming somewhere down. Oh, I doubt it, though. It's like 8 degrees today. You know, by August, it should be about minus 172. I have to reevaluate everything I thought about the weather. I thought it was really going to be hot in August, like about 170 the other way, but apparently we're going to flip back. There'll be a big iceberg coming down.
A glacier again. Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, I can't wait for the glacial phase again.
Yeah, it seems like you have a problem with Al Roker, Lewis.
Well, Al Roker makes $1.5 million a year. And now they're bidding on him. You know, other stations apparently think that this is an important voice, that somehow America is locked into this guy. And they need to, you know, that somehow, I don't know what the deal is. My feeling is, if you wake up and you turn on the TV and you find that you're happy because Al Roker's happy, I'm going to say this: kill yourself. Okay? As a matter of fact, if you're driving the car and that's the way you think, just drive it off the road in the street. Don't take anybody else with you. Or if you want, wait till you get home and just leisurely in the tub, you know, turn on a radio and drop it in with you. It's kind of fun. You can put us on or something soothing if you like. But he makes $1.5 million a year, and he doesn't know anything about the weather. We had 3 years ago a blizzard. We had 36 inches of snow, and Al Roker predicted his prediction 6 hours before a blizzard, which, by the way, is some sort of emergency. He predicted 4 to 12 inches, and giving him the benefit of the doubt, he's 2 feet off. Okay, that's not even close. You could actually get a some sort. If you were a roofer and you built a roof and it was 2 feet off, You'd still be in prison now. Okay? It's just, it's insane. I used to come home from when he was just doing the news. Now it's like the nation. He's disturbing. But I used to come home and it would be like 60 out and sunny, and he'd say it was 58 and raining. And I'd go back outside to check.
Well, he is not a meteorologist.
No, well, but doesn't he claim to be?
I just think he's Al Roker, goofball.
Yep.
I don't think he's the Al Roker. Joker goofball.
Well, he has the Doppler 5000, though. I mean,
yeah, I could punch it up on my laptop. Yeah, like the Doppler, they talk about the Doppler 5000.
Yeah, but I think, and I also think he got away. When you stand, you have to stand. You cannot be a weatherman unless you stand in front of the map. That's part of the deal. You have to stand in front of the map, or don't tell me anything, because I need proof for later on.
He stands in front of Rubes with signs, high from Kentucky.
Well, actually, you know, I think for $1.5 million, any one of us could do the weather. And we could do it with a gorilla screwing us right in the butt. Right in the buddy butt butt. And we'd be fine. And we'd be happy to see the gorilla. We'd be, hey, Simba, how you doing? Oh, we got a big cold front coming. Whoa, boy, that's something, isn't it? Hey, slow down, Simba.
And then, $1.5 million.
$1.5 million. Everybody be happy. You'd be make a start in another country. I'm sure I would. And I'd share my shame with Simba. We'd go there together.
The gorilla and his friends. I don't know.
Go to the islands and see Lou Black and Simba.
This is too much fun. I'm enjoying myself today.
Yeah, sure.
But all weathermen are idiots anyway. It's an unbelievable. Meteorologist in English means liar.
Well, how about this? Channel 5 weather girl, Julie Golden. You ever see her on the Fox?
Let me see.
Fox TV show Good Day New York?
Yeah.
She does a little weather thing? She got in a little accident and arrested for drunk driving.
Oh, man. They're going to take away her car?
No, they're not taking away a car because it was someone else's
car.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
good for her. That's always good to take somebody else's car when you're drunk. And there's the solution to it.
Someone else's car.
Take another person's car.
But look at the time of this: 1:30 in the afternoon.
Well, you know, sometimes it's you know that early morning drink is really what helps.
I think she needs it to tell the weather.
Yeah, exactly. She just got liquored up and
pounded them down.
That's unbelievable. Is she a morning? She's a morning weather girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, then that explains it. She was just going home to sleep.
Sleep it off.
Unbelievable.
And there's a low pressure system coming down from Canada. Oh, it's going to be colder than a witch's titties.
I guess it's time for another break, unfortunately.
Wow, look at how quickly time goes.
Mm-hmm. We're refusing to play music.
All right, Anthony, Stacker 2. Stacker 2, Opie. Everybody is taking this around NEW.
Yes.
Everybody. You see him sprinting through the hallways now.
Well, we had to prepare for Louis Black today. He's a little high strung, as our listeners know by now, so I figured I needed to take some of this stuff to get on his level today.
Mm-hmm.
It's an energy booster, big time.
Yeah, you took this yesterday.
I'm up to 3 days on this stuff.
3 days now?
Yeah.
And how are you feeling?
He weighs 32 pounds.
I know, he turned sideways. He stuck his tongue out. He was a zipper.
I weigh 32 pounds and everything on me itches. But I feel great, man.
Yeah, I see you. You have more energy than you normally do. Yes. I'm noticing this.
I'm always looking for more energy, Anthony.
Hope's usually tired, and usually after the show, he's like, "Whew, man, I'm pretty exhausted." Mm-hmm. But Stacker 2, he's been taking this, and now what'd you do? You climbed the side of the World Trade Center after the show. After the show, he went to the World Trade Center, climbed the side.
Well, I figured if George Willie could do it, I could do it,
you
too.
Could too.
And this stuff...
But jumping across between the two is a bit much.
Well, I figured I could make it. It's Stacker 2. It's an energy boost, and it also burns fat.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get this stuff within 2 days because the company's right there in Jersey. So if you need a fix, they'll get it to you, man.
You'll be firmer than Joe D. after after this. Swear to God.
If you want this stuff, give them a call. 1-800-LIGHTLINE. That's 1-800-LITE-LINE. Order today. And there's a money-back guarantee. If you get the stuff and it doesn't work for you, they'll give you your money back. All right?
And you'll actually be able to run the product back there in under 2 minutes. But you won't want to, believe me.
Yeah, it's Stacker 2. Give them a call right now.
No, as opposed to Stacker 1. We've gone to Stacker 2.
I don't want to see what Stacker 3 is all about. That's for sure.
You take it, your head explodes. Yeah. Yeah.
Stacker 2, 1-800-LIGHTLINE. I haven't slept for 3 days now.
It's exceptional.
That's just a joke, of course.
Oh. Wow.
You like that?
We love it. Everyone. Isn't that good?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, Stacker 2. That's what we call her, Stacker 2.
We're all getting back rows in the studio right now. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. It's Opie and Anthony and Louis Black.
And we're back on the air.
No, that was great. Lewis is getting a back massage, and the mic is right in front of his face. We're trying to do a spot, and he's, there's something about a good back rub that just makes you grunt and groan like you're in heat.
It does. It really does it for you. That and a little stack or two. And I am set for life.
Sometimes you just got it. You can't keep it in you. That's... reminded me of when you're trying to be quiet.
Oh yeah.
During sexual activity, you ever in a situation, dorm room, maybe you're the person you're sharing the dorm with, or you're camping
or ski lodge,
whatever, you have a girl with you, and you're ripped and you're trying to have sex.
Oh yeah.
But you can't make noise. You ever tried that little Rubik's cube?
I end up barking. I think there's a dog in there. And that usually throws them off.
Well, the deal is you can't make a lot of noise because you got people sleeping, within a
foot? Yeah, the sleeping bags all over the place. If you're camping or your dorm, you got your roommate right next to you or something, you tend to make that noise where you're... It's that little... Shh, I think I heard somebody. Wait. Okay. It's a tough one, man. Try it someday. Alone.
This is our show.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. What else you got, Lewis?
What else have I got?
I know.
I don't even know.
I know. There's a setup for you.
That back rub, I think it got rid of every one of my thoughts.
It tends to do that.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
She is good.
Man, oh,
she knows how to give a good back rub.
But now I got a boner. What am I going to do? Lordy, lordy, what am I going to do? All the blood rushed from my head. I'm dizzy now.
I'm just trying to think what else is in the news that we could hit on.
The other pig of the week is George Stephanopoulos, who... Well, here's a guy who, talk about a toady to the 10th power, could not get his nose far enough up the cracks of those two's ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we got to, and this is what they were... What is he? This is what they're like?
Yeah.
What are you like, you little pig? come on. You're the one who made the... you're the one who basically dropped these two insufferable idiots. It's on us. And now you're acting like you had no part in it, jackass?
Yeah, all of a sudden now he's just working as a correspondent.
Yeah.
He's got all the insight on these people, and now he's spilling about how horrible they are.
Yeah, how horrible. And then apparently, what was the thing? Because I missed it.
He got him elected.
Somebody was telling me the other day that either, what was it? Does he claim that being on Prozac or was that it?
Zoloft or something.
Zoloft, and that either.
Because of the stress of the job.
Did Clinton put him on this, and that was the reason he really didn't know what was going on? Is that it?
Clinton's always trying to put something in people's mouths. I don't know what it is. Drugs, schweens, whatever.
Here's, did you ever see that movie, The War Room, with him and Ed Carville, that other pigorama? Oh, man. And I'm watching that, and everybody's, it's an interesting film to watch, but the whole time I'm watching it, I'm going, this is disgusting. I mean, it's like they're selling a product.
Yeah,
They should have worked for Stacker 2 instead of you two idiots. Because they're up there, and then we got Bill Clinton. They don't even treat him like he's a human being. We're going to take him out. We're going to take him. We're going to go through Jersey. Then we're going
to.
It's like they got a farm animal that they're going to show at the fair.
Pretty much do. And he's ready to stud.
And then to have this kind of nonsense, it's beyond, it's just, it irks me no end. I just can't take him. And then Carville marries that Mary Matlin. Other, there's a Pigasaurus.
Boy, isn't that fun to just watch them argue on national television?
And that's something, and there's whatever product they're, whatever it is that they're selling together. I know that I think I firebombed it in the store. It's like, no, you can't do that. I don't want to hear these people. What, they got married and they both come from the totally opposite points of view, and neither point of view makes sense. She's so Republican, I get hives thinking about her, and he's so Democratic that he's you know, you just want to, I'd rather have a plumber's helper up my butt than to listen to him talk.
You could find his hair follicles in Clinton's ass.
Yeah, exactly.
All of his hair is up Clinton's butt. It's amazing.
It's extraordinary to me. It's just that these guys are doing this, and then he comes out with the book. And then he's on, I mean, why did ABC hire him? What kind of a culture is this? And then they're asking me to come on the air. I'm serious. We're in deep.
You know why? They've run through everybody as far as the Clinton thing goes. Yeah. So they're down to now us.
You know, we're experts in the field now of cocky humor. We've brought in the cocky humor. Poo-poo humor poo-poo is what humor. Ted Koppel
said. Yeah.
Actually heard Ted Koppel. He's talking about the Grinch Man. Yeah. And he said, you know, you do that poo-poo humor.
Did Ted just say poo-poo humor? Ted Koppel poo-poo?
Poo-poo humor. The poo-poo humor.
The news guys are out of their minds at this point. They're trying so hard to put new twists on things. Like you said, everyone's doing news now. Yeah. 20,000 hours of news every day. So they got to find the unique angle that only they have.
As opposed to just kind of like relating information.
Yeah, yeah.
Which would be nice. Which is enough.
So now they get you and Joyce Brothers.
Yeah.
On the little panel.
And the other thing is that I took LSD during my life.
Oh my God! Leave
in order to prepare me. You know, basically, so that you know, basically, the reason people take LSD is you tend to have every thought that's humanly possible. And the fact that the president might get oral sex from a 21-year-old never crossed my mind ever.
No matter how many hits you've taken,
exactly. No matter what, you know, the chair would turn into a snake. But nobody. I never even, nothing prepared me for this. And now I think we're just out of it. Now I think we've lost our minds. I think we're completely adrift. And I don't know if we're coming back. I don't know if we're coming back.
All right. Eat, drink, and be merry.
And the other thing is no matter what side you're on in this issue of the president, you're wrong. No matter what, you can take any side you want, you're completely wrong.
That's true.
It is. Well, yeah. I don't care whose side you're on. You can side with him, and you're completely wrong on that. What he did is disgusting. But what about her? Well, she's a little piggy, too. And then everybody kind of lines up. And Hillary, last year they said, well, do you feel sorry for Hillary? No, jackass. What's she doing? You know, what is this line in the Post? Well, you know, I wouldn't even sleep in the bed with him. Or her. Well, you know, then get out of the house. Please. Oh, then they're going to come. Then she's going to come here?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You're going to drag that dog and pony show you.
We don't
experience enough hell every day.
Yeah, we thought it was going to be over after the next election.
Yeah,
but they're bringing it on a local basis now.
Now I got to get it up close and personal, as opposed to the guy playing with himself on the subway saying, happy days are here again. That's at least something a man can handle. But this, I am not going to abide this. Her coming down, you know, in Chelsea. But on that girl, you might as well just put her in a ward. Give her a private wing. She deserves it. Get a big jumbo wing and award somewhere out there in the country and let her look out at the foxes and weep.
I know one way she could get back at Daddy, though.
Oh, yeah. Chelsea, if you're listening, come over here. You're a dirty girl, aren't you? Yeah, we could get back at Daddy together. Yes, we can. I'll teach you. Mm-hmm. I got a big cigar right here. Yeah, that'll teach him, right? He's been bad. He neglected his daughter with a young girl. I won't neglect you, Chelsea. We'll get him back. You get him back for being a bad daddy, and I'll get him back for being a bad president. Yeah.
It's the perverted Bob Ross, everyone.
Yeah.
That's the Bob Ross voice.
Yeah, take a little Lizarin Crimson.
That's great.
Poor girl, you're right. Give her a ward. It's over.
Can we take some phone calls?
Hey, what are the people thinking?
See if anyone's listening to this crap. No, they're not.
That's good. It's a fax.
Hi, NEW.
I'd like to send out a nephew to my mom.
Oh, boy.
To your mom. Is she hot?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because when at school, I didn't get the, I only got one.
You know, I thought the thalidomide was outlawed.
I only got one question wrong on my test, and she's not giving me the thing she promised to.
What was that?
Get
her on the phone.
Hey, what was that?
What was that?
What'd she promise you?
She promised me a deck of cards, which I really need.
Go to a store and steal it.
No,
come on, you're small enough. Nobody will notice.
Your mom won't get you a deck of cards?
A deck of cards?
What kind of cards?
Pokemon cards.
What cards?
Oh, Pokemon.
Oh,
the little Japanese little...
Don't ask me how I know this. I don't even want to look at you when you... You looked ashamed.
I am a little ashamed. I turned the cartoon on the other day.
All right. Well,
you don't need Pokemon cards. You need them like I need a hole in the head. Well, you think I work all day to make money to buy you cards?
All right, well, thanks for calling.
Is Yoshi going to be coming on?
What?
Can you see if Yoshi can come on the radio?
Yeah, Yoshi will be here later.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right.
That's who I'm talking to.
Yeah. You're doing George Stephanopoulos material.
To a six-year-old. That's just phenomenal.
How about that Barney? Damn him.
Hi, N.E.W.
Hey, Opie, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Big F you to the makers of Cruel Intentions.
Oh, the new movie coming out?
Yeah, you know, it's you know, good movie. You know, beginning was all right. You know, sexy scenes, a couple of them. You know, really perverted movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy dies at the end.
Which one dies?
Ryan Phillippe. The little saggy looking guy with the fuzzy head. Brutal head guy.
All right, so he dies, so no one needs to see that. Okay.
Brutal bastard.
Just gave away the end of the movie.
All right, thanks, man.
Yeah, that's what happens when you know you go out and you try to have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, they kill you at the end of the movie.
Well, we start something really nasty on our show. We give away the endings to all the movies.
You guys.
With absolutely no forewarning that it's coming. It comes out of Babe Ruth from Hellbit.
Except, you know, we had a guy, he got tape of it. He stood up before Message in a Bottle and told the whole audience Kevin Costner dies at the end of the movie.
Did he really?
The audio is priceless. Then you're running out of the theater before they kill him.
Is that right?
I swear to God.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, pretty bad.
That's our new little wacky bit.
Well, no, Message in the Bottle. What difference does it make if you know he dies? 90% of the people who are going to that movie read that idiotic book.
Who else would go see it?
We also gave away the ending to Life is Beautiful, though. We got a lot of heat for that, too.
Yeah, the Italian guy dies in the concentration camp.
Well, that was a tough stretch. Hello, it's called the Holocaust. Hello, America.
You gave away the ending.
Knock, knock, knock. Is anybody home? They took the Jew away and they killed him. Well, what do you think?
He went
to a nicer place.
What's happening to your show, guys?
We're
You're getting phone calls from four-year-olds. You're talking about dropping acid. Oh, my God.
So what do you got, Jimmy?
Oh, no. And just hanging out.
Right. Oh, there you go. Well, that'll contribute.
I can't take this anymore. You guys used to be the best, but I don't know. You got to give me something to listen to, you know?
Oh, thanks a lot. Well, kiss. Right. That's very sweet of you. I'm really glad that I trundled my ass down here to talk.
You don't like the stories about LSD and kids?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, that's your audience now.
No, not at all.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
You alienated everyone else, except for me.
All right, Jimmy.
All right.
And he's leaving.
Pete. Any W.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Hi, it's Joe in New York. How you doing?
All right, Joe. What do you got?
Listen, I was just listening to you guys about your feeling about it. Nothing happening with newscasters these days. But I just want to ask you a quick question. What do you feel about, last week I heard a newscast about Monica Lewinsky's book not being able to be sold in Europe. Why do you think that is? I mean, Europe is like really like a pretty much a... you know, a society that's pretty, I know, perverse, but they're pretty kinky. So how can you think of books not being sold over there?
Because they find it's hard for people to translate. They can't find anybody to translate. There's nobody over there who knows English to Spanish. It's unbelievable. This is, everyone who does this kind of work died. That's how I'd explain it. What about you guys?
Well, it's a good show, guys. And, you know, that little kid, I guess maybe he got the wrong number or something. I don't know, but... You guys got a good show.
Hey, thanks.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Well, not much happening on the phones today.
No, not at all.
That was, well, a person calling up and saying we're doing a good job. It's like, I kiss my ass. That's, you know, what do you mean? That was a good thing.
Get door-to-door driving directions to any ski area in the country. Before you get in the car, get online and head straight to MapQuest.com. It's how to get there.
Basically, at
1027 WNEW, the Rock in New York. It's Opie and Anthony and Lewis Black. If you're still listening to this train wreck we call a radio show. We are giving away tickets to see Collective Soul this weekend as well, and we'll give a pair away to the 10th caller right now.
Yeah, but we're going to cheat like those guys.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're going to have exactly. Wait until one of my friends calls.
Hey, we're giving away a trip.
Yeah, we'll call it a contest.
212-757-1027 for the Collective Soul tickets. All right?
Cool.
All right.
You're gonna go out. You know, I love this thing that the lottery reaches like 33 million.
Yeah.
You know, and now we'll go out and get it. You know, like before when it's 12, it's like, I don't really need that.
Chicken feed.
Who needs that? But 33, and there are more ways to win. Well, how can there be more ways to win, you schmucks? There's one in a gazillion ways to win. And it's never going to be us, and that's the way it is, and, unless you're in a trailer or something.
Wow.
No, it's true. Who wins it? It's never anybody who's truly desperate. Well, it's truly desperate on a certain
level. Well, it's always
level.
An old person that doesn't need the money anyway.
Yeah. No, it's always somebody who says, yeah, I'll go back to my job.
Yeah, I know, yeah. You're going to quit? No, I like it working at the light bulb factory.
It's like, well, you could quit. Why'd you play?
Yeah. My life isn't going to change. I like my old car. I like my old job. But why'd you play? You moron.
Well, Lewis, we'd like to update you on some of the stuff that's been going on our show.
Good.
In between your visits. Well, we got a new song we want to play for you.
Excellent.
Here.
This one's kind of getting rave reviews, but a couple of people don't like it. A couple of people have complained.
Is that right?
Should we just letters?
As opposed to the Babe Ruth and Hell thing, which just glommed on to.
We're still waiting for the response on the Babe Ruth.
No, this is becoming a fave of the Opie and Anthony audience, so take a listen, all right?
Comes running when the cops get out of hand. Who thinks the mayor's in the Ku Klux Klan? Yelling and screaming as he's speaking to a mob. He wears expensive suits, but he doesn't have a job. Reverend Al, Reverend Al, he's so bad. Reverend Al, well, he's sapping off the people in his own community.
Is the white man always picking on me?
I'm back, Betty, and his hair's full of grease. We hear his battle cry.
No justice, no peace.
The man with a plan who you know you can trust. The forty little reverend with an ass just like a bus. Reverend Al, Reverend Al, he's your pal. Reverend Al, he looks like James Brown with too many calories.
White man always picking on me.
Remember Bernie Getz in the Brawley case. Turn on the TV, you would always see his face. He's speeding in his limo to another homicide to make the network news with the family by his side. Reverend Al, Reverend Al, he's your pal. Reverend Al, on the never-ending search for some good publicity.
The white man always picking on me.
Reverend Al.
I'm Reverend Al.
He's Reverend Al.
I'm Reverend Al.
He's Tommy Brown.
I'm hungry.
He's Reverend Al.
Reverend Al.
He will represent your family and he doesn't charge a fee.
Now, as long as the footage makes it on the TV.
Reverend Al.
I'm Reverend Al.
He's Reverend Al.
I'm your pal.
Well, he's your pal.
That's right, Reverend
he's
Al.
Reverend Al.
I'm Reverend Al.
He's a rage-faced, white-hating bag of baloney.
Now, why is the white man always picking on me?
Reverend Al.
Yeah, I'm out.
Reverend Al.
Yeah. How about that, huh?
Wow.
Wow.
That's fabulous. Well, I'm sure that won't upset them out there. Oh, boy. I'm going to leave before the building is burnt. You guys don't mind if I sneak away through the back door.
Oh, yeah, that's a cute little ditty, I think. It's a danceable.
It's danceable.
You can dance to it.
And I remember it. It's an oldie.
But in all,
sure. It's an oldie, but it's new.
In all fairness, the Giuliani song is coming.
Yeah.
Just to even it out.
Well, we got a few letters from people that said, boy, I bet you wouldn't goof on Giuliani like that.
Wouldn't goof on that.
Au contraire.
Oh, for God's sake. That kid, talk about full of himself. Oh, boy.
Mayor Beluga Whalehead.
Really?
he's got that melon head thing going.
Oh, man. God. And what I did for the city, you know, Jackass What you did? What if we had all moved when it was a dump? You know, what if we all said, hey, we're going to leave here? Would there have been a city for you, you schmuck? Why didn't you ever say, me and the people of New York, as opposed to me? Me. And it was me. And then we cleaned up crime, and I did it. It was just by me, by myself. You know, me and about 12 billion bullets I bought. And you didn't even buy the bullets, jackass. The bullets were bought by Dinkins, who basically didn't know how to distribute the bullets. That was the difference. Unbelievable. Jackass. Doesn't even turn around every day. Like time stood still when you arrived, you putz. What boy. What a schmuck. It's unbelievable. I mean, he's going to build what kind of a jackass is going to build a stadium out on the west side of New York City? I live over there, you jerk. What was that about? No, let's get Yankee Stadium. Let's take it out of the Bronx because the Bronx hasn't been gutted enough by the middle class. let's take the one remaining symbol of a hope out there and take it away and put it on the west side of New York, which doesn't have enough crap already. Yeah, that's what needs to need to. You know how long it took to make the Javits Center? The Javits Center, I can imagine. Did you ever see that? It took forever. The Jacob Javits, when he was alive in that chair with a spoon, would have gotten it done faster than they got it done. And then, so next door we're going to build a dome stadium, you idiot. So I can walk with a gazillion people, so I can't even get home at night. So there'll be somebody who'll be selling Yankee pennants on my block. What are you, a moron? And you know, you can't do that because what we need is hope. What we need is the sense that those of us who live in New York that someday, possibly, in your infinite wisdom, you would stop thinking about the Yankee Stadium and the rest of that crap and maybe build a West Side Highway.
I just can't get over the image of Jacob Javits in the chair with the spoon.
I always thought that. Every time I come by there, Javits is down there with a little spoon just digging it up. That's why it's taken so long. That's why they named it after him. He built it.
I'm almost done. I'm almost kidding.
What was that? Didn't Geraldo come out in a book and said he was doing his wife?
No, did he really?
Yeah, remember that book that Geraldo put out? Said he was doing Javits' wife.
No.
Oh, picture the poor guy's in the chair. Oh, no.
Geraldo, get off my lawn.
Oh, man.
He could sit the both of them in his lap and go over a bumpy road. Yeah. Well, so you're not a big fan of Giuliani. Okay. I think we could take that away from that.
Oh, man. Well, he's unbelievable. Yeah, I can't wait for him to run. And he's going to run for, I don't know if Senate is big enough for Giuliani.
Well, against Hillary.
Oh, man.
I think he'll win that one.
That'd be fun to watch. If it were mud wrestling, it would be fun to watch. Put the two of them in a pit and let them just go at it. Grease them up.
You just know the ads, though. Would you vote for a woman who couldn't keep tabs on her husband's affairs, let alone yours, you know?
Paid for by friends of Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and you walk down the street. It's funny, though, walking around now. You wonder what 20 years ago, you know, you go in. Have you been in the new Grand Central Station?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I moved here like 20 years ago and arrived at Grand Central Station, and it was like an outhouse. You know, it reeked of urine, and guys were just pissing wherever they were. And it was, and you think, what were they thinking? You know, they were going to tear this thing down. I mean, what were they, you know, and it couldn't be nice. Why come away? Nice 20 years ago when I moved here. It wasn't like the city had no money. The city had a gazillion dollars then. And how do you like this Dow Jones going to 10,000? Had a big effect on my life. I'm still living in a dump. I'm so afraid to go near the market because every time, even vaguely, if I put money in the bank, it drops. It's like, oh, no, Lou, you'll never see cash in your lifetime. Kiss my ass. You know, I sent money to get it to a friend of mine as a stock mayor.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry about that. Stock mayor. I'm really sorry, guys.
I think we caught it.
I hope so.
It only took 2.5 hours to curse today.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. But he does the stocks, and I sent, you know, just a mutual fund. I sent, like, a check in to kind of, you know, and as soon as I sent it in, it went, you know, it was up to 9,000.
Ah, what?
What happened here?
What happened?
Silly Lewis is in the middle of telling a story.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Oh. Who are you?
I'm Tara.
Hi, Tara. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, you.
What, is she talking from Venus with that delay?
What is that? I know. You're just
are you wearing
live
like
from
a
Baghdad?
Oil on her head.
You just completely wrecked our show. So I hope this is good. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just calling for the collective sale tickets.
Oh man.
We gave those away.
Hey, you did?
Yeah. To Irene from Staten Island.
Yeah. That's okay. Comedy timing can just be picked right up where it was left off. That's okay. No problem. No problem.
Hey, you guys picked up.
I don't know what happened.
No, it's our phone system. It's Poltergeist.
You have anything
Poltergeist
else?
Poltergeist Phone Company.
You have anything else?
Actually, when you guys had Sammy Hagar on, name of tequila was Moss Tequila.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Well, he's got a website. It's redrocker.com, and it has all about his tequila on there.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Sorry, Lewis. Look at him. Where do I go?
Wow. I didn't even know.
The deer in the headlights.
I don't even remember. It was like a stroke. That's what a stroke feels like. You're going along and things are really snappy, and then there's this woman. Hi, I'm Tara. And then a big white light appears. And then you're in a bed.
I'm sorry about that.
And you're peeing yourself.
Just like our show. You're right, yes.
That was good, though. And it's, certainly, humility is something you learn here, isn't it?
Wow.
I didn't really care if Grand Central. I'm glad it was a dump.
All right. You know? Now that I thought about it, good. I don't care.
I don't care anymore. I'm glad. I wish they hadn't fixed it up and made it nice. Turned it into a mall. That's just what we needed.
Wow, what a mess now.
Oh, man.
All right.
And then they wonder why our show is off the kilter. These people call up, well, it used to be a better show. Yeah, well, when people didn't call and just go quack, quack, honk, honk. Yeah, I was looking for tickets. Yeah, I was looking for a subway pass.
Oh, man. You're on a roll, too.
It was all right, though.
All right, well, I guess we got to say goodbye to you, then.
Yeah, I got to have to go.
Lewis, always a pleasure really to have you in. You have a carte blanche anytime.
Yeah, Lewis Black from The Daily Show.
And I'm going to tell guys out there, I told you guys, I saw a play last night. And if you enjoy this show and you're twisted enough to listen to this, it's Betty's Summer Vacation at Playwrights Horizons. I rarely tell people to go to the theater because then they turn to me and go, what are you, a sissy? but I'm telling you, it's a funny play. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It made me scream.
Well, what is it about, real fast?
It's about the level of dysfunction in this society. It's basically just about how we've just completely snapped. Okay. It's basically about the fact that, you know, it's like what we guys talk about here. The need for the amount of junk, 500 hours of news. That, like,
right.
We can't, the public as a whole, when you just say the general public, just can't get enough garbage and crap. And that's really what the play's about. It's about the level of crap that is coming out toward us. And it's done in a way that's hysterical. And I just made it sound stupid.
Yeah, some guy writes and pens this. It's his life. It takes a couple of hours. Let me sum this up in 30 seconds.
Chris Durang.
There it is.
Yeah, Chris Durang, a very fine writer. And I just kind of like, well,
I read this book. It's great. It's about this guy with a peg leg looking for a whale.
Yeah.
It's good. Good book. Good story. Cute story.
All right.
Well, it was great, guys.
Make sure you catch Lewis Black every Wednesday on The Daily Show.
Thank you, gentlemen.
He's a riot. All right.
Thursday next week.
Thursday next week.
Yeah. Ooh. Because it's Academy Awards week, so they have a special.
I thought because it's St. Patty's Day or something.
Well, that too. I mean, I'll be liquored up.
I'll be much too drunk.
I'll be completely in the clamor. I always like to have my, I go out there and celebrate religiously. I go to the temple and liquor up.
102.7 WNEW, The Rock of New York, Ozzy Osbourne, Shot in the Dark, and the Black Crowes before that. Only a Fool from By Your Side. It's Opie and Anthony.
I gotta get my headphones fixed.
Calming down a little bit. Just had Lewis Black on the radio. We love when he stops on by. We completely lose control when he's in here.
Well, he's out of control.
Yes.
There's no reining him in.
No, he's one of the funniest guys out there right now. Simple as that.
Goes off on a tear and that's it. You let him run.
Yes.
Absolutely.
He does a feature on The Daily Show every Wednesday. But he's going to do it this coming Thursday, this coming week. So
yes.
Just watch The Daily Show and check out Lewis. He'll make you crap your pants, man.
Hope you later on in the show, Bob Hope will be stopping in.
Yeah, I'm hearing rumors about that. Why would Bob Hope want to stop by our show today?
Well, there's a G.I. Joe. You know, G.I. Joe by Hasbro is putting out commemorative G.I. Joes these days. And one they're putting out now is the Bob Hope doll.
Come on.
The Bob Hope G.I. Joe for all the good he did for the troops during the USO shows.
Now, is it the young Bob Hope or the old Bob Hope?
I don't know. We'll have to talk to Bob about that.
He's really going to be walking through that door.
Oh, of course.
Hmm.
Yes. And
and how long you think? Let me take a look over there. Yeah, it'll probably be another 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, it could be.
It's also FU Friday. If you want to give us a call, that's cool. 212-757-1027. You want to try the phones again? They've been a little wacky today.
We could give them a try, yeah. People are angry, I've noticed.
We got the great story today off the phones with the little girl masturbating in the Catholic classroom. That was pretty intense.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
I don't think anyone's going to beat that story. But hi, N.E.W.
Yes, you know the problem that you guys have? You, Anthony, with the Half-Life, and Opie with the dumbass Tomb Raider. Well, I'm not calling it dumbass, but it's an awesome game. I got a similar problem with that Bomberman on N64. And it is, I mean, it is not exactly adrenaline rush, but it is just an awesome game.
All right, man.
All right. Get out and smell the flowers occasionally.
Me?
Hi, N.E.W.
Yo, man, I got a big F you to the traffic on the Triborough Bridge.
It's bad today?
Oh, dude, I'm getting housed.
It's bad every day, though.
Yeah. Friday. Yeah. Everyone trying to leave.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell it is. It's not like it's, you know... We're going out to the Hamptons or anything.
Doesn't matter. You're trying to leave the city. It's horrible every day, right?
Yeah. All right, well.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, hang in there.
How about rock some Led Zepp, maybe?
All right, you got it.
Thanks, man.
Bob Hope will make you forget about traffic. He's coming up in a little while, all right? Who's on the warm line?
Steven Lynch?
Steven.
Hello.
What's
hey.
Up?
What's up, guys?
What are you doing, man?
What are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm calling from my parents' house in Michigan right now.
You're in Michigan?
Yeah.
Your parents' house in Michigan.
Yeah, Rick just called me back, and of course my mom answered the phone.
Uh-oh.
She didn't know that, you know, you guys were calling me back. She's like, hello? Honey, it's some radios on the line. I don't know what's going on. Oh, no, thank God
you're
we're on the air when she said that.
You're a big rock star now. What are you doing hanging out with Mom?
I'm not a rock star. What are you talking about?
You should be, like, banging broads in a hotel right now.
What do you think hanging out with Mom really means?
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm hanging out with Mom tonight.
So what are you doing in Michigan?
What's that?
What are you doing in Michigan?
Actually, my dad is doing a benefit concert tonight. So I flew home for 2 days to see the show.
What kind of benefit show does your dad do?
What's that?
What does he do?
He and his buddy from the '60s have a little singing group, and they're going to do a show for a scholarship fund.
Kind of a Peter, Paul, and Mary type thing.
Exactly.
It's all making sense now. It's all making sense. See what the acid does to the offspring? All right, Michigan. Well, for our listeners in Michigan, you can go to that.
I think I'm the only one, man.
Really?
I don't think they can pick it up out here.
Hey, Steven, no. Can we talk to your mom?
No.
Listen, no.
What are you, insane?
Come on.
Are you crazy?
I want to say hi to Mom.
You think I'm going
to
feed her the lions? Are you nuts?
Opie and Anthony's Behind the Music with Steven Lynch. You get to talk to his mom. Find out what's under your bed. Does she keep your room exactly like it was when you left?
Yes, it is.
You
all
got
my old posters up on the walls and everything.
Now, what kind of posters you got up on your wall right now?
I think I got a Journey poster.
God.
A couple Led Zeppelin, you know, Black Velvet posters.
Sure,
yeah.
Those are cool.
Black light.
Yeah.
You turn on the black light and it glows.
Right.
Oh, that's pretty pretty sad.
It's always good to come home.
All right, so later on this month, you're playing three nights at what, Caroline's?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, but actually... What I wanted to get out today is this. I'm actually doing a benefit concert tomorrow.
All right.
With a bunch of other comedians at the West Beth Theater.
In Michigan?
No. That would be there in New York City.
Oh.
I'll be back in time for...
What time is that at?
It's at 9:30.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Okay. And where is this place located?
I don't know the exact address, but you can call the West Beth for details.
Okay.
I was just kind of, thrown into it, but it's going to be a good show, I think, and it's for a worthy cause.
All right.
There's a few different charities that all the money's going to. It's part of a week-long festival of kind of St. Patrick's Day-type events.
Look at you, chip off the old block with
that,
your benefits.
Huh?
Hey, your dad's not in the Bay City Rollers, is he?
No, he was in Grand Funk.
Yeah, that's the...
We saw the Behind the Music Grand Funk on TV.
Yeah, I know.
That was great. That was a good
Actually,
one.
Actually, Question Mark and the Mysterians were from my hometown here of Saginaw, Michigan.
Yeah, what is really? Up with the least...
Remember the 96 Tears guys?
Of Michigan, course. The hotbed of rock.
How about that?
Wow.
Stevie Wonder and Question Mark and the Mysterians.
Very nice. That guy believes in aliens, you know. I learned that on Behind the Music. And no one knows his real name still to this day.
So what is that, a small town you're in? Or?
Yeah, it's pretty small.
Yeah, so what are you doing with yourself?
You're hanging with the folks. Yeah. My brother's here.
No bottles of 40, I guess. Huh?
Are you going to the local gin mill to talk about high school days and stuff?
I think that'll be tonight. Yeah.
Oh, isn't that the worst? They talk about that big play when they were like the tight end for the football team. And
right, all my friends are still here.
Yeah, they're still living it 8 years later. It's
right.
Like, ugh.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty depressing.
Yeah, that's sad. How's New York, man? God, you got out. Take me with you.
And I'm getting out again tomorrow.
All right.
Sooner.
Well, when are you coming in to do a few more songs, man?
Anytime.
All right. Well,
I'll be back tomorrow, so maybe next week or something.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
We'll some malt liquor.
All right, I will.
We'll start pumping the Carolines gigs later on this month.
Yeah, cool.
And you got to do that song we heard at Carolines that we never heard before.
Okay.
A brand new one that he'll perform on our show next time he's in.
Whatever ones you want me to do.
All right, Steven. So you're playing a benefit concert tomorrow. You don't know how to get there. You really don't know the name of the place.
No, I know the name of the place.
All right, the name again?
West Beth Theater.
All right, and that's at 9:30 tomorrow night.
9:30. It's downtown.
All right.
All right.
It's our buddy Stephen Lynch, everyone. I guess we got to play one of your songs now. I guess that would be cool, huh?
Yeah, go for it.
That's how it works.
Hey, man, the boss is in here. We should play the pre-song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
but
I don't know where it's...
Where is it?
I don't know where it's queued up to, though. Hold on.
Off your CD, Half a Man?
It is.
Okay.
And,
are they going to let you play that?
Written...
Oh, we don't care.
We don't really care today. All right, screw it. We're going to play the pre-song that has been banned on our show.
Yeah.
All right?
I like that spirit.
And we'll see you soon, all right, Steve?
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, man. Take
Bye.
It easy.
Bye.
All right, Anthony, Priceline.com.
Hey.
Have you named your own price at Priceline.com yet? Thousands of people use it every single day. That's because Priceline's the best way on or off the internet to save on airline tickets, hotel rooms, and now home mortgages as well, Anthony.
Call me with chips in my mouth.
Well, I hope William Shatner's ready. You've probably heard William Shatner talking about Priceline.com.
Yes. Let me grab the copy. Just listen to what Priceline's customers have to say. Dear Priceline, thanks to you, I saved about $1,000 in airfare. Or this customer, I saved over $300 on tickets. Or this one. The best thing about Priceline is that it's free. And so easy, anyone can do it.
Yeah.
Even that moron Sulu.
That's right. Priceline.com is easy. Just tell Priceline where and when you want to go and how much you want to pay. And in just 1 hour, you'll find out if your offer was accepted by Priceline.com.
That's one of your earth hours.
Here's the bottom line. Priceline really is a great way to save money on your next trip. Whether it's airline tickets or hotel rooms, you owe it to yourself to find out what all the excitement is about. For details, visit Priceline on the internet at www.priceline.com or give them a call, 1-800-PRICELINE, today.
This is gonna be big. Really bad.
What a mess we got going on today, huh? This is the type of show we like to do on FU Friday. It's Opie and Anthony and whoever else will stop by the studio. Bob Hope on the way. Is that true, Anthony?
Yeah, some kind of new Bob Hope doll.
All right. Hopefully we'll hear from him next. How you doing over there?
half a page.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. That's Local H and Bound for the Floor off their As Good as Dead CD. First time we're playing that here on NEW.
Yeah.
On our show, anyway. It's Opie and Anthony. It's a few Friday. Things are going quite well. We're out of the box. We're out of the box really fast today. Man.
Yeah, time's cranking, man. It's already 6.
That's amazing.
Look at this.
Did a lot of talking today thus far. Mm-hmm. Well, Anthony, you're right.
You see that ad?
Yeah. What is this, from TV Guide?
Yeah, I want to get one of these.
All right. In TV Guide, in The Insider, after a career of playing for the troops, Bob Hope is now available to really play. The 95-year-old honorary veteran of the armed forces has been immortalized as a collectible Hollywood hero, G.I. Joe doll.
A G.I. Joe doll.
And a spokesperson says, we've heard how much he likes it.
Yeah, right. Like he's even talking. This point. He's transparent now.
I didn't know they were making these specialty G.I. Joes.
They've been making them for years. I used to buy them in the hobby shop. It was called the Invisible Man. Remember? You used to build the model with the insides. He's translucent. Yeah, Hasbro is putting out a collector's edition G.I. Joes. And one of them is the Bob Hope doll.
I can't imagine a lot of people going to rush out to get the Bob Hope G.I. Joe.
I checked one website. Sold out.
Really?
People are buying these things. They think they're, you know, collector's items. Everything now is a collector's item. Like the Beanie Babies! You know, they think it's...
The problem with the Beanie Babies, it sounds like it's a rare one, but thousands upon thousands of people are buying them.
They've only made 800 billion of these Fluffy the Bunnies.
Now you got to hope that just about every one of them loses them.
Yeah.
Except for you, and then yours will be worth a lot of money.
Each one numbered... Yeah, so everyone's collecting these things. Now the Bob Hope Collector's Edition G.I. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everyone's hopping on the collector's bandwagon.
Uh-oh. He's making his way into the studio.
Hey, can someone help me over here?
He's taking his time.
I'm a little blind, you know.
Yeah, Kevin, move all the chairs and microphones out of Bob Hope's way here.
Yeah, I got to tell you, boy. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Mr. Hope, how are you?
Hey, what's up over there?
No, the microphone's over here.
Hey, ow.
No, Bob. Turn around. Your microphone's right in front of you.
Hey, how about them cataracts, huh?
Oh,
boy, they're a bitch, let me tell you. Yeah, they got my G.I. Joe Bob Hope doll coming out. They wanted to put out a beanie Bob Hope. Yeah, soft and gushy. Gonna call it a poopy Hope or something. But no, G.I. Joe hopped on a bandwagon. Made a G.I. Joe doll. Here, look, I'll hold it up here.
Uh-huh.
See, the eyes are authentic cataract blood red. That's how you tell it's a real authentic Bob Hope G.I. Joe doll.
I see that, Mr. Hope.
Yeah, it's all got a couple of features.
Yeah.
This one's the Bob Hope with the arthritic grip. Look, see, I press the button, and it screams in pain and drops whatever it's holding. Watch. Ow! See that? Look at that. It's called the arthritic grip.
I guess it's a takeoff on the kung fu grip from years back, huh?
Yeah, see what?
Huh? My God.
Who? Yeah, I got to tell you, boy. I used to help the troops out in Vietnam. That's why G.I. Joe's putting out a Bob Hope doll.
Yeah.
And I have some military experience over there.
You do?
Yeah, that's why they gave me the removable colostomy bag grenade. You throw it like napalm and explodes. My colostomy bag and a detachable prostate grenade.
Oh, yeah?
It looks like a pineapple. Just like grenades. They used to call them the pineapple, remember? Now my prostate looks like one.
I remember.
Arr! Each one hand-painted liver spots all over it. Look at me. I'm speckled. Look like a cheetah.
Yeah, that's a cute one right there.
You can get the whole Bob Hope collection.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my wife Dolores doll. Look at this one. Let me take her pants up. Look, see, dust in the crotch. My wife, Dolores, so old, she couldn't get wet snorkeling. And here, look. Here's the Bing Crosby doll. Remember, we used to do those road films.
Yeah,
me and Bing.
Yes,
look, here it is.
Yes. Oh, wow, look at that.
Look, stiff as a board, just like Bing. Yeah, he's been dead, you know. Look, and here's my talking Bob Hope G.I. Joe doll.
Are you going to pull the string for us?
Yeah, let me pull the string.
All right.
Hey, how about a big hand for Bobby Benton? Hey, look at that. Hey, my eyes are bleeding. See, this is a talking Bob Hope G.I. Joe doll.
Yeah.
Coochie, how about that gyro? Wow, see, this is all authentic clips of Bob Hope.
Yeah.
Be Bob Hope.
Hey, someone changed my colostomy bag. Flute them.
How about that one? See if I can pull it for a couple more.
Okay.
I love that Brooks Hill. I don't need Viagra with that Brooks Hill.
Isn't it true you need Viagra just to take a leak?
Hey, who told you that, Dolores? How about that?
All right.
My eyes are bleeding.
Yeah, you said that already.
Can't see so good.
Hey, are you going to make another road film with Bing Crosby?
Yeah, On the Road to the Cemetery.
Oh,
yeah? Yeah, he's dead. I tell you, boy, it's embarrassing being this blind.
Mm.
Yeah, one time I went down on Frank Sinatra's wig. Thought it was Dolores.
Ow, ow, my prostate hurts.
And no one was talking, G.I. Joe doll.
So, pick up your G.I. Joe Bob Hope doll.
Yeah. We're all going to run out and get that, Mr. Hope.
Hey, look, the Sammy Davis Jr. doll. That's look at that.
That's part of the collection? I didn't see
that. Yeah, watch. Watch, you pull the string, look.
Yeah.
His eye falls out.
Come on.
Look at that. Look, I'll do it. It pops back in.
Yeah.
See, now I'll pull the string.
Yeah.
Look, his eye fell out. I tell you, another year, this is going to be a feature on mine. Both eyes going to pop right out of my head.
That's pretty hard.
I got cataracts.
Can't see so good.
Yeah, you said that.
Oh, my eyes are bleeding.
All right. Well.
Thank you. Thank you to the people
at Hasbro.
Yes.
For putting me in a doll.